Do bright colors, do fresh colors. Your application may be a little bit heavier, but don't go too overboard with too much makeup because then it looks forced. It doesn't look natural. It doesn't look real.
I think that a lot of brides, that's talking about one of the things that they have on their list to do is, yes, is very often is to have someone apply their makeup on their wedding
right.
day.
It's one less thing to worry about.
And hopefully to do it, you know, have done a trial.
Yes.
And then to definitely, you know, have it done a lot better than if you did it yourself.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, what's great too is we meet a lot of brides that get married on destination weddings and want to learn how to do their own makeup and come to the Bobbi Brown counter, sit down with an artist, you do a trial, you practice. It's like riding a bike, really. You know, once you practice, you get it, and then you know it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's really true. What are the latest beauty trends that are going on?
Well, you're going to see, coming out for holiday, a whole series of amazing chrome colors. And so there's metallics and silvers and pewters and golds and mauve tones, high shimmer, and like even a chromish color on the lips if
you
want
electric. To
play. So
we have a little more electricity? Is there a little
it's
bit more?
It's like a dusty gray, dusty stone colors with silvers and pewters mixed into it with high shimmer metallic finishes.
Is that day and evening?
For evening, for your party look.
More for your party
look.
For your wedding.
Yes.
You could really go.
Absolutely. If you're a bride
that.
Getting married on New Year's Eve and you really wanted to play up,
yeah, great
a
look.
Smoke, oh, amazing.
Really great.
And then going into spring, you're actually going to see some corals coming out. So
does that follow ready-to-wear couture? What does that follow with the makeup?
You know, Bobbi isn't one to...
Follow.
No, she's not.
bad word.
Bobbi creates the trend. It's
right.
Amazing. It starts back at Fashion Week, fashion shows, talking to designers, coming
so
up with
it's a collaborative
looks.
Effort.
Yeah.
It's a collaborative effort.
And then that picks up a lot of media and presence, and then all of a sudden you've got a trend.
And it's definitely inspirational. What do you think about, are there any special tips for the bridesmaids and the mothers?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, because they're equally important. They're in the
Absolutely.
Photos and video too, and they're on your special day, and they want to look and feel good too.
Well, what's something is fun to do as if you're the bride is treat all your bridesmaids to perhaps getting their makeup done professionally the day of, buy them all a pretty lipstick, organize with a Bobbi Brown makeup artist to do a little pre-bridal bridesmaid party where everyone can learn how to do their own makeup.
That would be fun.
Which is fun, you know, again, keeping that makeup fun, providing to all your bridesmaids the right pressed powder, making sure that they're not too shiny and a pretty gloss. For the mother of the bride, again, you know, maybe a fresh, bright colored lipstick or a really rich tone lipstick versus going into something too nude, which may wash you out.